USA Radio News.
Right before the House passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and providing federal protections for same-sex and interracial couples, 17 members of Congress were arrested by Capitol Police. They were protesting outside the Supreme Court building during an abortion rights protest. That was sound from the video from the scene showing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being led away by police. Capitol Police warned demonstrators that they would take action and then tweeted they arrested 34 people in total, including 16 members of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Senate is expected to vote on the CHIPS Act this week. The bill aims to decrease the United States' dependence on China's supply of semiconductor chips by ramping up domestic production. On Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says discussions on the bill are going well.
I think that the House product was the superior product, and I think as best we can adhere to it, we should.
The chips are used in both military and civilian technology, and Senator Cornyn says the legislators recently discussed how the issues affect national security. The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooting trial is requesting that jurors ignore Nicholas Cruz's behavior in court. That request came as the prosecution called the student who spoke to Cruz before he killed 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Cruz sitting in court with his head down while the student testified. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Big banks and investment firms are releasing their earnings figures.
Easy money for America's biggest banks with policies that made the COVID era a major windfall on Wall Street has come to a close. Interest rates have surged this year, rapidly changing the financial markets and slowing them down. Bank of America, Goldman, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley have all severely missed their second quarter earnings report over the past week. Financial experts are seeing tougher times ahead for big banks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents and community members are calling for law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, to resign over their actions during the mass shooting that killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School. Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says he trains officers to take appropriate action during active shooting threats.
What you saw in Uvalde, Texas is not different than what you would experience in most jurisdictions, most school districts across the United States if the same thing were to happen again today.
A home run derby could settle tonight's All-Star game. The league announced that if the game is tied after 9 innings, then it will be settled by a home run contest. First pitch for the game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles is set for just after 8 p.m. on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.